Lecture 12. So this then is the topic that will be in the test on metathesis and redox chemistry. We're trying to introduce here the things that will drive chemical reactions forward. In second semester we do the rules of energetics that help you understand what truly is driving a reaction. At the moment we're starting with the building block language. So metathesis reactions are also called exchange reactions. I put them exchange, I'll always call them metathesis. We're just trying to lock it into what's in your textbook. The key is there must be no transfer of electrons. So how we figure out if we've got a metathesis reaction going on, we first of all check that it's not redox. If it's not redox, then we see if it's going to be metathesis. Now this is a pivotal part of this thing because I'm going to ask you guys to figure out if the following is a redox or a metathesis reaction. And you will often get excited about the rules for why things are metathesis, and actually you'll be looking at a redox reaction that happens to have a precipitate or a gas come out of it or something like that, and you'll get completely led up the garden path, because as soon as I see that I just go dot cross onto the next question. So watch out for it. First you check, does it have no transfer of electrons, which means no change in oxidation number. If so, then it's probably going to be an exchange reaction. So typically an exchange of ions or a combination of ions, so that what's on the left-hand side then turns into those on the right-hand side. The driving